is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri.
Next on News for the Soul, More Than Existing with Corey Thorne. Corey is a mystic, psychic, medium, and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corey channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corey Thorne back to News for the Soul.
Okay, hour two of open lines, and let's see if we've got Corey on. Corey, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Excellent. Well, I'll let you know that we've got a couple callers ready to go, and let's get you to reintroduce yourself in the show and what we're doing today.
All right. So my name's Corey Thorne. I am a modern-day mystic, psychic medium, spiritual healer, published author, and all of those things in between, and a life coach, and connection to the angels as well, and an angel worker. And so I'm bringing in the angels because they've been speaking to me already today. And today we are going to open our lines and let some people ask some questions and, you know, and see what they need to know today.
Okay. Going with the flow, take your time, go deep, and let's see who we've got. 415 is first. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne from Colorado.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I haven't listened to the show before, so what?
Oh, welcome.
Questions are best that you're taking?
Oh, sorry, I lost you for a second there. What was your question?
Oh, I have not called into the show before, so.
Oh.
A particular type of question or what kind of readings do you do?
I do everything. What is it you're seeking today?
Well, if you can tap into my skin, I've been having so many issues with my right hand, and like as a little kid, I had dry skin. I had in my family, there's all people have eczema, and it's just so. Maybe not in a health question, but if there's something energetic or, you know, spiritual things happening, I don't know why. It's my right hand is so inflamed.
Okay.
And painful.
Okay. So, yes, I'm not the doctor, so I can't do the
right.
Skin conditioning. But
right.
I energetically, as soon as you start speaking, I just heard hold my hand. And I felt it come hold my hand. And I'm like, did you need your hand held as a child and you were made to be more independent or were you forced to kind of like, and I don't mean forced, like, but were you kind of conditioned to believe that you had to hold everyone else's hand? Hold my hand is what I kept getting. As soon as you start speaking of your skin condition, I got hold my hand. And so I feel like this is coming in on probably in more on the masculine energy side. What would that story be for you?
Yeah, it was definitely the first thing you said. I'm the youngest child and quite separate from the other brothers and sisters, and I always felt like an only child, and so I was alone a lot.
Right, and I just feel like it's like you wanted someone to take you by the hand and take you places, and so this goes back into that, that this is a childhood story is what this feels like for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I get this, I keep seeing, let me bring this in. Were you home alone a lot? Okay. 'Cause I feel like you're home alone a lot. I keep sketching here, and I'm sketching a home and a walkway into a home. And I just feel like that sense of, I was afraid. I was afraid. I wanted someone to just guide me, to walk with me, to hold my hand. And I feel like the guidance you would have needed, like almost like the didn't have time for you, and you just want someone to have time for you. And in the meantime, I don't feel like you've made a lot of time for yourself. You've made time for everyone else because you've made sure that you've been there to be the support for everyone else, but you haven't always been there for yourself. And I have a very soft-spoken, gentle energy coming in as well, someone who seen this or noticed this about you. And I just feel like she has a softness to her, and it's definitely a she. And I feel like there was somebody in your life, you just got to remember her. Remember there was somebody there that tried, that supported you, but it wasn't your siblings. It wasn't the people you wanted to be there. It felt very lonely. So the skin often comes with, you know, of feeling rejected, left out, or shamed sometimes, right? And what you wanted was holding a hand. So your mission moving forward is for you to hold your hand, to really sit and hold your hand and tell yourself, I'm safe with me. I got you. I'm going to give you something else. You have to, not have to, you got free will. Right, you got free will, remember that. But tell this story, hold your hand and tell yourself, I have learned all the lessons that I have needed to learn. And I am ready to, I'm now ready to let this go. I am now ready to let this go. I have learned all the lessons. I have gotten all the wisdom that I've needed from this. I'm now ready to release this energy from my body for it to be done. Set me free. And just notice that within your hands. And I feel like this opens up there's a blockage there. And the blockage feels like it's around the wrist area. And I'm like, it just kind of opens up that way. And as a healer, and I work as an energy healer. And so I just feel I'm literally moving the energy down my own hand as if I am holding your hand right now, as if I'm moving and shifting that. So just pulling, just gently taking your hand from just above the wrist and just pulling down and pulling out, pulling down and pulling out. Your hand has always been held by the divine, by the loved ones, by the divine, by your spirit guides, by your loved ones on the other side. It's just the little girl just wanted more, needed more. But you have everything you need now.
Yeah, wow. Great. Yeah, you got that exactly. So
I hope that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I think it's come up recently because not too long ago my dad passed, so I was, before he passed, taking care of him for a couple of years. So now that it's a big change that he's passed, so it is focusing on myself for the first time in a while. So that's it's coming up again.
Because you've held the hands of everyone else. You've done everything for everyone else.
Yeah.
Right. And now just hold your own hand. Hold my hand. And it's like you'll hear that. Just hold my hand. And it's a release, right? It's not for this to stay as a harbored energy. I've learned all that I needed to learn. I'm ready to release and let this go.
Wonderful. Okay. I will be saying, I'll say that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'll keep listening.
Thanks for calling in. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
Neat. Where are we going next? Oh, 863. I think you're next in line. Well, you are now. 863, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello there. Thank you for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
And do you have a question for us? I got a little bit of a delay happening on my end today. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, please. I'd like to know what you pick up around me moving, relocating. I live in Florida now, and it would be a move to Kansas, the Kansas City area.
Moving closer to family?
Yes.
Daughter?
Yes.
Okay. What's been holding this move back?
Well, it's kind of a two-part thing. The first part is, you know, I'm 61, almost 62, and it all kind of falls on me, and it's me and my 82-year-old, my mother is 82, so it would be me basically packing up the whole house and preparing and making the move and kind of doing everything to do it, and then the finances of, you know, finding affordable housing and all that good stuff.
So this move is not just about you, right?
Right.
You will be taking her with you as well?
Yes.
Okay. When I ask about that, does she have some resistance about moving?
Well, she's having a lot of health issues right now.
Okay, because I feel like some of the reason why this has not yet happened is actually around your mom. And so I just feel like there's sometimes what slows us down is divine intervention or, you know, the spirit just knowing there's something more happening, something more going on. And so I feel like whatever's going on with your mom is the reasons why this hasn't yet taken place. And not that it's not going to take place, but whatever care or health care she needs, I feel like this has to be, this is being cared for and has to be taken care of first. Does she have some breathing happening or some, I just keep getting a labored breath.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Okay, because I got some labored breath. And she can be spry and then other times she's kind of low.
Yes.
Right, okay. So I'm like, I think there's just more going on around her, and I don't want to invade her energy too much because she's not the one here asking for this. So I'm trying to just keep her a little bit out of this and also bring it in. But there is things around her to why this hasn't happened. There feels like there will be a shift or a change for her and her health care, her and her health, and her getting the care that she needs. Are you going to be living together once you move, or is this going to be a move where you live it on your own?
Well, we'll probably be together because financially the cost of, you know, having her in a nursing home is, you know, kind of out of both of our budgets.
Okay. Because I do see you having some space or having a place that has a space that feels like you've got a little bit of your own space. A little bit of a separation between you and mom. And so the move is still there. The move has not happened. Sometimes it's patience, right? But I feel like it's like there's been a pause because this has to be cared for within her health and this has to become priority. And I just feel like your hands are tied on this, but the move itself will happen. And the home is there, and I see the home being there. I see you finding the place, but it's a little better than what you think it will be. It's like you literally can get a place where you can have a little bit of your own space, because that's going to be important as well moving forward for you, is that you also care for you. And that need to be near daughter. I just keep getting your daughter. And for you to be near her, does she have two children or one?
She's actually going to be giving birth at the end of the month. So we're going to be going there for a few days to spend some time with her and see the new baby and spend time with the first baby. So, yeah, we're
okay.
We've
so
got
so
a trip
the second,
coming.
So the second one is on its way in?
Yes. Yep. This
okay,
month.
Okay. Because I just got, I'm like number two. I just got two. Number two. And you will be there for number two and you'll make it there for number two. And with that, you will be there. You will be there in the future for number two. Like, you will be there. And so don't lose that hope. Don't lose the faith. I just actually finished just uploading a video that just makes sense to this on my YouTube channel. I just feel like there's like a divine kind of energy that'll help. But mom's health needed to be cared for, so that she can be healthy for the move and be there for number two. And when she's got a pep in her step, she's good. And I just feel like she's getting a, I don't know, I feel like she's probably getting a pep in her step. But the move is happening. The move has not happened. And it will be a place that you can afford. I don't know why I see you traveling back and forth a little bit, though. So it's probably not going to be until the fall before you fully get moved. Like, so September, I'm in Canada. So around that September, October, maybe, before everything gets fully in place. But I feel like by the end of summer, I wouldn't be surprised. They work in divine timing, not our timing. So it's like, when I see the look of when seasons change, and we're just coming into a season change right now, but I see it like the next season change, you being able to finally start to make some of these moves. A breakaway. There's a breakaway. There's a break in the energy here. And so because you're existing in other people's energies, that's why the move hasn't happened yet. It's not because you're not ready or anything you're doing. It's because this is her experiences, and that's why it hasn't happened. But you're ready. Everything else is in place on your end. It's like the energy is just waiting for hers to be in place, and then the move will take place.
I just wanted to ask, do you feel that my daughter really wants me there? Because sometimes I overthink things. I get into anxiety and overthink.
I was just going to say, where is your sense of worth?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm like, so you need to ask yourself. You just asked the wrong question. I'm going to give you a way to ask yourself this. Why would I believe that she would not want me there? Why would I tell myself such a story? That's where self-sabotage comes in, right?
Yes.
So that's where self-sabotage comes in. That's where we victimize our own self. And so for some reason, I would put that to be the top of your priorities of things for you to start to really look at within yourself. Why do I keep, when things are going great, when I'm getting ready to move forward, why do I let negativity step in the way? Why do I let it take from my divine energy?
That's exactly what I do. So, I feel like I've, like, mastered how to beat myself up. So.
Yes, you have. And I'm like, and that would have to be one of the greatest things for you to really, truly look at right now. And when you start to move into that shift in the energy, everything else starts to move for you. Doubt, right, is that sense of doubt, which becomes that you're paying so much, that shadow work, you're paying so much attention to those voices that always try to return us to comfort, which is negative thoughts, repeat patterns. And it's really, truly time to start to tell yourself a new story. I am loved. I'm loved. I'm going to start to nurture this view that I have of myself, because it needs to be cleared. And we're just coming into the new moon energy this weekend, and it's a time of setting those intentions. It's the beginning of a new cycle. So while you're in the waiting process, it's time to change the story. There is some foggy energy with this new moon that also gives us that sense of our shadow is creeping in, right? And so where there is light, there is dark. Where there is faith, there is fear. It all exists in this. This is a fear story. And this is not, and it's not a truth. It is just a truth that you told yourself that has led you to truly not believe in yourself sometimes, but it's false. And it then takes us to that not true self. And so action is required for moving forward.
Awesome.
And that means action on this story.
Could I get your website for your YouTube channel? What's it called?
It's called Cori. Go to CoriThorne.com. That's my website, and all of my links to everything is on there. CORRIE Thorne, THORNE.com.
Awesome. I got it. Wow.
Got it.
Thank you so much.
You are so, so welcome.
I really needed to hear this today. So
you're welcome.
You.
And you're welcome. And all the links are on News for the Soul as well under my profile. So yeah, you can go to either one and you'll find me.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. You're welcome, Anne. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, and keep in touch. Let us know how it goes.
Lines are packed, and hopefully I'm keeping track of where we're going here. Let's do 781 next. 781, you're next, you're live, you're now. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Ann from Boston.
Hi, Ann. Wow.
Hi, Ann.
Two in a row.
Welcome. And do you have a question today?
Yeah, I'm getting very discouraged. I don't know what's impeding my healing. It's like I try and go two steps forwards and I'll have a good day and like I've just had a bad week. And I'm just like, what am I doing wrong? How can I heal myself? And I don't go the non-traditional route, and I believe it comes from your own energy or the divine. For some reason, I don't have any connection, or at least it's not forthwith.
The connection is there with or without you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I, and intellectually I understand that.
Right. So I'm like, the connection is there. The connection is there with or without you. So why do I find the, seek the comforts of the old brain? Why do I seek the comforts of the old brain? Why do I return to that? So I had a bad week. What went right in your week?
This week?
Yeah. What's one thing that went right?
What went right? I'm breathing.
Okay. Breathing.
That was a surprise.
Right? Yeah. Breath is the miracle of life.
Yeah.
So you have a breath.
Yep.
Right? So if
you're breathing. And my eye allergies, they've gone by.
Right. So
they've left.
So that's cleared up. So you did have some good things in your week.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you speak to yourself.
Okay.
It's how you communicate to yourself. This is, it's like habitual. There is the habit of staying in the sense of the language of the unhealed. Right? The language of the unhealed. It'd be interesting to see how much of Chiron energy you would probably have in your chart of taking the journey of the unhealed healer, right? And so that sense of being able to communicate to yourself in a way of observing and become an observer of your own actions and your own behavior instead of sitting in it, right? So you can't become the solution. You can't become the solution when you sit in the problems. We have to rise above that to be that. And that's why I asked you what went right. So these things went right. So you had these good things happen. So your whole week wasn't this. So we start to break this down, chunk it down. And so I just feel this sense of chunking it down instead of clustering everything together. You clump everything in your life together instead of doing it in pieces. If we map out, I'm willing to bet you have come a long way in your journey and you have evolved in ways that you can't really see because you keep clustering everything in life together.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call you out a little bit on a little bit of a bullshit story. That's the story you tell yourself because it fits. It returns you back to the comforts. That's the ego. That's the shadow. Its job is to get you back to familiarity. And it's easier to exist there than it is to keep seeing ourselves moving beyond survival mode and into a thriving mode. And so this is where we, you know, when we start to encourage ourselves to start to trust ourselves, that we start to listen to the whispers of the voice instead of the chatter of the voice. I hear you over here chatting. This is a lie. And so you just call the chatter a lie. That's a lie. There has been something good in my day. That's not true. This happens. And then we then can deal with what is true. You know, the things that have been peeding our day. The world itself, if you're existing in the world and you're listening to everything that's going wrong in the world, it's hard to find something that's going right. But if you look into your world and look into your personal space, then you start to find the things that are going right. If we close out the chatter and we sit with the whisper and we sit in the silence, an opening comes in. There's a space there. And then it's like you start to hear that, hey, hey, you did well today. Hey, you made it through. If all I had today was my breath, but I took that breath, I did something big, bold, and courageous today. So your spirit...
Yeah,
right?
I've been congratulating myself to make it to the bathroom. That's how it's been.
Exactly,
so I'm saying,
right?
Good day, made it to the bathroom.
Yes, those things are massive. Those things are huge. And so, you know, what do I have the energy for today? So instead of looking at all of this other thing, use the language of energy. What do I have the energy in my body for today? What am I capable of doing today? What do I not have the energy for? And what do I need to reserve my energy for? And worry and adding more struggle in there, you don't have the energy for that. So I have the energy to be able to sit with the self and let this voice speak to me, through me. Let the divine work through me, to me. It's through me, for me. Instead of trying to find it coming in or trying to make it come in, just know, I know the divine is working through me, for me, and giving me the opportunity to take baby steps. So if you take one step, that's one step towards the future. That's one step towards tomorrow. That's one step, right? So as long as there's one step that's happening, you're making it. And so
that's basically my mantra through life anyhow. But this week I've been in labor for 5 days straight, intense labor. Too old for that, but that's the pains I'm going through. So I didn't know if that was the significance.
Right. So what's ending and what are you giving birth to?
Well, maybe I'm trying to get rid of tumors. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe this is my body's just trying to dump stuff out, and it's trying awfully hard.
Right. Maybe the body is working for you. Maybe something is working through you for you. Something is working through me for me.
Yeah, that's how I'm focusing.
Right. And so what is this? And so I'm getting this around you. What is this deep-seated kind of sadness that you have, or that you use the language of sadness for? What is this sadness that the sacral holds that keeps creating these stories?
I don't know. Maybe I miss children.
Okay. And so where's children?
Some are dead and one's alive and she's having a hard time.
Okay. And you have some that are on the other side, right?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm like, and this is what this is. And so some of the energy that I have coming up, because I keep hearing children dancing around. They're dancing around. So if they're dancing around, then they also want you to dance around. In spirit, they're dancing, they're smiling, they're happy, and they want you to really look at this. So we have a buried, we're sad, so you have a sadness. I'm feeling the sadness, but you have an anger, an underlying anger. And so when we say I'm sad, we dismiss the anger, right? So acknowledging the anger is just saying, you know, I recognize this as my anger, and this is a part of my grief, and I walk with my grief will always be a part of me, but evolving this anger into a love, and love, I call it love anger, is that it inspires us to be present for other children, to be there, to take our children on journeys with us, right? And so let them live through you, for you. They're in your heart. They're a part of your heart. And then the struggles with the other child that's still here also then becomes, how can I serve that energy? Now, you can't fix what somebody else is unwilling to do the work for, right?
Right.
And that's where you just send out the prayers. But I'm like, so this is a release, and I feel like what's being released from you is actually the anger is being pushed through. So that you can make peace with, you know, what was in my control? What could I change? There's nothing, you know, there's nothing I probably could have done any differently. Nothing I could have changed. And making peace with that, because moving forward, your journey is to be one of peace. To be able to know where you have been, to know what you have experienced, to know that your pain is real, to know that grief is always, but what is grief? Grief is the ultimate level of love, right? And so you're filled with love. And so we let ourselves recognize that grief is love, that this love can be the power that is working through you for you to help you to stand up and stand into, step into you more and more, and to awaken this inner child energy of letting yourself smile, seeing the sparkles, the shine of life as children do. But this is your children, and your children are with you. And I can just feel it in this sacral energy of you, that you're just being held in this love. And it's time to, as my work is called More Than Existing, it's more than just exist, to actually live, not living to die, but live to be alive, because you're here to come to life.
Right.
And so this is your opportunity to work, letting this work through you so that you can start to feel that sense of life breathing through you.
Good.
And that gives you the courage, right? And so you have a lot of courage because you do strong, you're doing the hard stuff. And so when the sense of being discouraged is the sense of, you know, life is sometimes tiring and hard. And sometimes I just don't have all the energy that I need. So learning to change the language around it. But you have a lot of courage and you have a lot of strength because you have kept putting one foot in front of the other. And you can just pray for your other child and just ask for them to be, you know, for their spark to awaken, for their sense of desire within to awaken so that they can awaken to have that force kind of just say, I have to do this. I have to make this change within me.
Yeah.
And I hope this helps you in some way.
Thank you very much. It does, because this has been a rough week, even though I said, oh, my allergies are gone in my eyes. Oh, that's great. But, you know, it's like, okay, I'm trying to give birth to something or eliminate something, and I'm trying to get rid of tumors before I have a scan next week. So maybe
right.
This is the appropriate timing.
Yeah, and so here you are. You got to be in here today. So there's your week ending on a good note.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And we look forward to hearing back from you.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right, keep in touch, and let us know how you're going. And we're here, you know, every day for you. And you got flu when it was packed lines. That's the other cool thing. Where are we going next? Oh, boy. I can't remember if I'm on this line or not. Apologies if we're just doubling back. 860, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Lisa Marie, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa Marie.
Hello.
And do you have a question today?
I'm wondering, I just seem to always be in perilous situations that I have nothing to do with, and I'm wondering, do I just have horrible karma that people do bad things to me for just being here?
All right, so powerless situations and karma. So are you a little bit of a fixer or a pleaser?
Definitely a pleaser.
Okay. And so we have, I'm going to go to this place with you. So we have free will choice. And so your desire to try to help people is what puts you in line to some of these things that happen, because you believe that you may be the one who can make the difference in their lives. And so even though you kind of pass your red flags and your triggers and you get over that line and into that place, by being that fixer, you give your power away the moment that you say yes to doing something like that. So it is a free will choice. Why do you feel like, so let me rephrase this. What story in you has always led you to believe that that was going to, that was your job, to be the fixer?
I just was born this.
Nope, we're not born. So you're born with the ability to be able to feel, right? And so to feel the emotions, to connect to the emotions. be to have empathy for people and to be an empath, or, you know, it's like that fine line. So when you can feel somebody else's pain, the way that you have always worked is to figure that if I give of my own energy, that will be what helps other people. But that's not how this works. You don't give of your own power to help somebody else. And so what happens to you is that you literally embody everything. You get consumed in it. And you're not here to be consumed in that energy. We ask for guidance. We ask for the divine. We ask for the guides. We ask for their guides. We ask for that to come in and help them help themselves, because it is a self-help journey. And it's the right. And so you have no boundaries around your energy, around your own power, around your own self. So you have to change the story. I'm born this way. No, this is created. This is fed through the subconscious somehow. What age were you when you had to become super independent? Or what age were you when you're told that you had to share, or you had to sacrifice things of your own? When did this start? 3, 4?
Probably 15 months when my sister was born.
Okay. I was just going to say, when a sibling arrived, it was like, and so a child takes things exactly as they are. And so that's when you started to pick up this part of the identity that you have created. And so you have to break up with you. You have to break up with the you that you have become, because it is a part of your karma. If you were to look up your natal chart and look at your Saturn and what your Saturn is, and then go to that chart and just explore that, willing to bet you probably have the karma of working on feeling worthy, feeling deserving, because you feel that others are more deserving than you are. So you allow yourself to become like that emotional punching bag, or that if I give all of me, then everyone else will be happy. No matter how much of you give to everyone else, that'll never make anyone else happy. If you becoming the sacrificial lamb, you know, over here, will never bring happiness and joy to people who have their own hurts. Happiness and joy is an inside job only. And so when you start to look in at you and you start to explore you on a deeper level, this is where we start. We step back and we observe. So looking back, step in from the woman you are today, because you're observing your life from the eyes of past experiences and not from the eyes of the woman you are today. You know what you're doing, but yet you keep doing it. Why do we repeat? I know, but yet I keep doing. It's because we're always hoping to have that unmet needs met by people who can't meet those needs, people who can't give you that. And the only one who can do that is going to be you. And that's where I would say you've got to break up with the you that you keep appearing as, because you created her. She became out of creation from a story that you believe to be true. So stepping back to observe this 15-month-old of when your sister arrived, and looking in at her and looking at how things changed for her, and just, you know, setting her free of that. Say, I forgive you for thinking that you had to be so responsible at that age, or that you had to give up parts of you. You were only a child. And I love you. I see you. I feel you. I set you free. All of this language, so that you can start to, there's an emotional stuck, right? It's emotional immaturity that we have somewhere. Underdeveloped parts of ourselves is not saying you're immature. Don't get me. But it's that emotional, it's the place of where we got trapped. So there's a blockage that ties all the way back to there that is ready to be set free. And opening that up and to move beyond that story. So you're not here to do that. You're here to break free of that, right? So you're here to break free of always continually, I feel like you've been doing this many lifetimes, continually giving your power away, believing that if you give your light, if you give your power, if you give more than you have to give, then somebody will live a better life. And so you're here to start to take, to, you can work with power, you can work with light, you can work with the angels, the divine, whatever it is. You don't give of you, you don't give that part of yourself away. Anyone coming in is here to help us shine our light brighter, because we just share space together. And this is going to be your journey moving forward, is to recognize, no, this is my doing. I have to really, truly look at this in a deeper way and start to break this karma, to break these soul contracts that I've made, any old story. So moving forward, any soul contracts that I have made, that I have committed to, that of this lifetime and another lifetime, of where I believe I am to give my power away, to allow, to work with people who are undeserving of my love, of this, I now break, I now set myself free. Void, end it, right? Voiding, ending, clearing this out. As this is a new moon, you want to set this intention. I am done giving my power away and believing that I am powerless. You have the power to make the change. You just have to shift the mindset. That's your move forward, because this is kind of that atonement, right? You're removing these ties and these cords. So it's time for an energetic shift for you and an energetic cleanse.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is happening for you right now, by the way. This is what they're doing. They're working this through for you. So you may be feeling this. You probably hear this voice in your ears for days. But the action moving forward requires you to start stepping in and acknowledging it and taking this further than what is happening today. And you can reach out and follow my work and do those things as well. And I also have some free stuff and some other things in my programs that may help you through this. So
what's your website?
CorrieThorne.com. CorrieThorne.com.
Oh, thank you. You hit the nail on the head so hard they felt it down the street. God bless you.
Good. I'm glad. I'm so happy that helped. And yes, many blessings to you today.
Silently. Whoa. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you both. Have a beautiful Father's Day weekend, everyone.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. And keep in touch. We're here. Call back. Check in. Let's see where we're at. Okay. I think we got time for a couple more. At least one anyway. Let's see. Let's find out.
Okay.
203, you're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. I think this is the first time I'm calling into your show. Because of that, I was just going to ask for a general reading, but then I was so taken by your first reading with the woman asking about her hand and talking about her childhood. I'm going to ask you about something that sort of next in line that I need to work on. I've been so busy working on my dog's health that my health is somewhat put off. But I would love to ask, see what you can see, how the weight gain started, because I'm struggling with weight gain, struggling to lose it, and can't really find a way into it.
All right, so I just seen liver. I seen liver and detox, and of course, remember, not a doctor here. Liver and detox.
Protection.
When did your weight becomes protection for you? It's a way to keep you safe. And
okay.
and inflammation. So I'm like, where did this comes from? A hurt. This comes from a hurt and a need to protect yourself. Who did you wrong?
Oh my goodness, many people. Basically,
okay.
Everyone in my family, and then after that, you bring in the stuff yourself.
Right. I just feel like you bring, this sense of you opened yourself up and you gave so much of yourself.
And I want to say I'm picking up around like early 20s, like 22, 23 years old. 23 was the first number I got, but that's kind of what you, that's kind of the age I'm seeing. And so what was happening in your life around 23?
Yeah, I was pretty bitter in a very, very dangerous relationship. And shortly after that, I remember sailing on my sister's boat out in California, deciding I was going to change my life. I came back and shortly after that married a pretty much a rageaholic. So,
right, okay, because repeat behaviors.
Repeat behaviors?
You repeat patterns, sorry, repeat patterns, right? So lack of worth.
Yeah.
So bitterness is your not true self. It's what
right.
happens, right? It's what happens when you feel that sense of being betrayed or there's hurt. And so this weight is, you know, what is with, what is happening right now in your life that is holding on to, or that has awakened this bitterness?
I'm actually doing phenomenal healing. I'm being ministered to by a pastor.
Ah.
So he's taking me through much, much, much. And
okay.
Every time it's forgiveness. And this time I was just struggling so hard trying to understand the purpose of forgiveness and getting angry. And he's kind of laughing at me. And in the end, he said, listen, I did this exercise for you on purpose today because you really need it. Anyway, but, as I think about the bitterness, I made a decision then to really become a tough person. And that was I almost got killed in the relationship I was in. And then that led me into a marriage and having a lovely, wonderful, wonderful boy from the marriage. But
right. And so this is what's revealing itself today, because it's and remember I said detox. Because it's like inflamed because you've been working on this. So it's coming to the surface, which then is activating your protector because it feels real. So just like somatic body healing, which is one of the things we do, your mind may have worked on it, but your body has trapped and stored energy. It has the memories are stored in there. And so I'm picking up the liver area. So that's where you would have had the stored anger. So when he rose that anger, it says this is a rise of anger. So this is called vulnerability. And your greatest fear is to be vulnerable because you fear being hurt. And the weight story. So instead of saying, you know, about how can I lose the weight, is that how can I allow myself to exist in my today in a state of vulnerability and trust that I am safe.
May I also add, at age 9, surprisingly, I contracted hepatitis. They don't know if, you know, you get it from shellfish or something.
Yes.
I got very, very ill. My parents left the day I came down with it to take my daughter to college, my sister to college in Canada, and the doctor called them up and said, don't come back, she's faking. So for 2 weeks or more, I was really, really dangerously ill, Titus liver. And then my heart was literally broken by something my mother did shortly after that. So when you said liver, I went right back to the time period.
Yeah. And so all of this is stored, has been stored in your liver for so long. And that was the first thing, as you're speaking, I'm seeing liver. And I'm like, so this is where you have to really remember your guardians are with you. You have your guardian angels, that you're safe. And I love that you're working with this pastor. I love that that's happening, but this is you being stripped down. So imagine all the veils of illusions, all the masks, everything is just coming off, and all is standing is you, right? It's you. And so it feels lonely because nobody else can walk the rest of this journey, right? You're the only one who can walk this journey. You're the only one who can take this path. And so the guardians are here, and I just see the guardian angels and these beautiful presence. And it's like, they're with you, they're by you, so that you don't have to wear an armor, that you're safe to let this, it is time to finally let this be free from you, from your liver, from your heart,
from all aspects of yourself, because the 9-year-old is not here. The 23-year-old is not here. The past is not here. It's non-existent. It's only the energy and what has been a, like an entity attached to us, right? And it's just the energy. What is here right now and what is a real truth is you're still standing. You're still here. And because you're still here, then you are the success story.
I have to ask you, then, why do I feel less me here than ever? And I even brought this up with the pastor when he was asking a question, that I feel like there's a huge glass wall between me and every experience that I'm doing in the world. And my experiences are better and more positive and healthier, yet still.
It's because you're becoming you. And so you don't know this you you're yet that you're yet to become. And
yeah.
So you're trying to be familiar with, like, you're trying to bring in who you were instead of releasing who, because that's who you had to become. All of that's who you had to become. You have to become that for survival. I have to become that to prove myself. I have to become that. But now you don't have to become anything.
Mm-hmm.
This
wow.
is about releasing all of this and just allowing yourself to come into relationship with that soul self and just saying, guide me into this gentle knowing that I've always just been. I've always just been enough. I don't need to become anyone. And I'm just falling into the arms of the guardians and just letting them guide me and take me to this place of allowing myself to live in creating my heaven on earth. And just, you know, the world is not going to be always heavenly. There's always going to be shit shows. There's always going to be ugliness. There's always going to be stuff happening. But you don't know her because you had spent a whole lifetime creating somebody. But here you are. Here you are, right? And it's like this is the essence of the soul truth of you. And so it's making space within you for your divine, right? This is to awaken your divine self and let yourself be in the presence of your own divine self.
Yeah.
Compassion is what I wrote down for you. So it's about you really, truly, compassionately. The greatest thing we can do greater than compassion is to care enough to care about releasing and letting go of the pressures of thinking that we have to be somebody, right? Because that's where self-realization comes in, is that I was never that person. I was never these things. It was what I had to be.
Right.
And so this is releasing, and I feel like as the inflammation leaves the body and those things go down and as the armor leaves, I am safe to be with me. I am safe in my own presence. And I am safe in the arms of the guardians, and my guardians are with me. And anything that's too big for me, I just give to God. I give to whatever God is for you, whatever source, creator, whatever name you use. And I give to God and I give to the angels. But this is your place of vulnerability. So this is actively working now.
Yep.
And I hope this helps you.
It's beautiful. And what you're, you know, promising and what I've been working towards and what the pastor says I can achieve, again, it's like, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful when I get there? And I just want to add, the previous call was a healing for my dog, and it's the same issues. His heart, his liver, and having a heart-to-heart talk to him, telling him he's safe, because they explained to me, he knows he's safe with you, but his body doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. You're mirroring each other, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, and so I am safe with me. I love how the message came in for your dog, and now it's in here for you. I am safe with me. And just trust that, and just, there's beautiful miracle healing energy here this weekend, and I just feel it, I know it, and I trust it. So, thank you.
Oh, thank you. A real pleasure. I'm very grateful.
Look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, I will.
Thanks. Keep in touch.
Thank you.
And call again.
I will.
To all of you, call again. Keep, that's why we're here every day, 6 days a week. Corey, we're at the top already. Apologies to the rest of the callers. Corey, we've got about a minute and a half for some awesome shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
Okay, so What I have, I just did a revise and a release on my first book, More Than Existing. And so we just launched it. We just relaunched it. We kind of took our power back and took the book back and revised it. So that's available again now on my website, or go to News for the Soul, and all the links are there on their website. And also my second book, My Truth of Existing Beyond a Reflection, is available. And if you go to my website and you sign up for the newsletter, you will get the upcoming release date of my long-awaited The Everyday Goddess Oracle Cards. They are coming out in July. We're just putting the boxes together now. I'm so excited to get these out there. I'm like over the moon. It's been 3.5 years creating these things from my heart to be able to share with everyone. It's about the everyday woman. It's about moving from shadow to truth. And it's about inspiration and attitude. It is just the everyday things that just influence us and how it has an effect upon us. So go to my website, go to CoreyThorne.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter and you get all the updates. And also in my academy, More Than Existing Academy, in September, I will be launching this 6th class, level 1 class of my More Than Existing program. That's also available coming up. And yeah, that's all the things that I have happening. If you're in Canada and you're anywhere near the Calgary area this weekend, I am speaking at Divinity Wellness Expo on Sunday at 1 p.m. I will be there in person. So if you're in Canada near the Calgary area, you can check me out there in person. And yeah, and that's what I have happening. So that's it. And thank you so much for having me back and for everyone who joined in today. And yes, please, if you didn't get to speak today, come back again, and I'll be back again answering more questions and giving more readings. And thank you, Nicole. Thank you, News for the Soul Radio. Beautiful opportunity again today. Have a beautiful weekend. Happy Father's Day and happy new moon energy. Thank you.
There you go. Corey Thorne, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more all day through till 5 p.m. Pacific.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.